It's Monday, December 10th, 2012.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Good, it looks like they've taken the Christmas trees down.
Yes, and there's nothing Christian either. This should be great.
Merry, Merry Christmas, happy, happy Christmas, Merry.
Thanks for tuning into this special 9th annual Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Sounds of My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Deck the halls with boughs of party.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to this Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head. Okay, right back there, new music, believe it or not, from Dallas, Texas's own, the Polyphonic Spree. That's right, Polyphonic Spree. They've gotten the gang back together, as it were, and they've got a Kickstarter campaign. If you sponsored it at a certain level, they gave you all the rewards. I think that's how I got that album, Holiday Dream. Otherwise, you can just get it off the internets. Pretty good stuff. They got a new album. They were on Jay Leno or something recently. So, yeah, Polyphonic Spree right there. Very good stuff. We heard Do You Hear What I Hear, a Christmas classic. And the Polyphonic Spree record, it's not that amazing frankly, the Christmas record. It's got a couple of really good songs, but those are the ones that have been released before. There's not much new stuff. It is totally good. I love Polyphonic Spree. I'll buy anything they ever do. But I just want to say, it's not quite as impressive as this next thing we're going to hear. It's the Rosebuds. You know the Rosebuds. They're from Raleigh, North Carolina. I play them anytime they come out with anything new. They're pretty good. I'm a big fan of the Rosebuds. And they've just got this new album that's come out for Christmas. It's called Christmas Tree Island. And unlike normal Christmas albums that bands put together, this Rosebuds record, they went all out. There are no covers. This is not like a traditional, you know, Christmas songs. We just, you know, record our take on them or something. It's like, no, they sat down and composed an entire album's worth of music that has a shelf life of about, like, you know, 3 weeks once a year. And the songs are all pretty good. They're very much like exactly like Rosebud songs, but they just all have Christmas themes. So a lot of work. It just seems like a lot of work for them to have done this. But maybe they're hoping to get into sort of the Christmas canon. You know, they're going to be people's like, oh, that's my favorite Christmas album. I listen to it every year for the rest of my life or something. And I don't know if it's that good, but it's definitely, you know, it's got some pretty good stuff on it. We're going to hear two tracks. We're going to hear Oh, It's Christmas, and then we're going to hear Hold Me Tight, which a little repetitive, Hold Me Tight, but I still really like it a lot. It's a great melody. I can see why they wanted to say it over and over again. So here we go. The Rosebuds with Oh, It's Christmas and Hold Me Tight, both from their new Christmas album called Christmas Tree Island. Where else but right here on this 9th annual Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Christmas night this year. can melt the snow. Two hearts aglow, light our family tree, sleep in the lane. Just hold me tight on Christmas night this year.
Thank you. soul of the bummer that you met in the long sleeve polo on the skywalk where the passersby talk. Sassy upperclassers and the bastardized YOLO. Carpe diem, ideology, freedom for the prepubescent designer tedium. Treadmill motion on a retrograde track. Fanny pack holding such uncanny lack. Thinking about the freshman year Christmas dance. Bumping, grinding, tightening pants. Corsage pinned in my collarbone flesh. Teenage gowns of gauze and mesh. I saw the best minds of my generation pissed. A brain freeze up at the tasty twist. Ziploc unredeemed Chuck E. Cheese ticks. Bet my grandma saved me when I was six. We used to sneak into the Christmas Eve gifts. Now it's all spotty sex and Netflix riffs. Here's what I got you for Christmas this year. Dear seashell witch, if you put it to your ear, hear me crying like 100 manger babies. With my eyes frothing like a dachshund with rabies. Now you're the one to exploit my grief. The way they portray Detroit's need for relief. Fruitcakes, fruit pies, fermentation of piss in the urinal of your new abyss. Your teary-eyed, dreary pride, insipid blues. I'm gonna mention them in all my interviews. I told you not to stuff the napkin in the drawer. You're gonna find it someday and feel so sore. I wish I didn't wait to your dead lake eyes. The universe of images I'd rather cognize. Like my grandma's slender waist cutting cake at her wedding. Or my father's tender face as a toddler off sledding. I hope your cigarette always stays long. And your dirty dishes cling to a Christmas song. Squeak toy.
For years now, Christmas has been under attack, defended only by the brave souls of Fox News. Let's face facts. The annual Fox war on Christmas has become a little predictable. It's basically, imagine you can make one up with a make Fox News Mad Libs. Last week, I need the name of some godless liberal bastion.
Santa Monica.
Okay, Santa Monica, that'll do. Let me just fill in Santa Monica there, and give me the name of a small group of people with incredibly limited control over our culture.
Atheists.
Okay, atheists will do, that's right. I need a classic Christmas symbol.
A nativity scene.
All right, so we're done. Let's see if we can put that all together, shall we?
Atheists seem to have ended a 60-year-old Christmas tradition in Santa Monica, California.
A federal judge backing Santa Monica's decision to no longer allow nativity scenes in a public park.
Oh my God, that is such an out. It's as though the war on Christmas has become a rote observance, devoid of all its original spiritual meaning. Because for whatever annoying local ticky-tack Christmas abolishing story you and your merry band of persecution-seeking researchers can scour the wires to turn up, the rest of us can't swing a dead elf without knocking over an inflatable snow globe or a giant blinking candy cane. For God's sakes! Fox News itself is located in Midtown Manhattan, the epicenter of all that is godless, secular, gay, Jewy, and hellbound. And yet, even here, all around your studio, it looks like Santa's balls exploded.
Riders of the storm, into this house are born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out of loan. Riders of the storm, there's a killer on the road, his brain is squirming like a toad. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road. Girl, you gotta love your man. Girl, you gotta love your man. Take him by the hand.
him understand. The world on you depends, our life will never end. Gotta love your man, yeah. Riders on the storm, riders on the storm. Into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown. Riders on the storm, riders on the storm. Riders on the storm, riders on the storm.
Acquaintance be forgotten, never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot, and days old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne. We'll drink a cup of kindness, yeah, for lang syne. Well, we too have run about the braes and pulled the gowns fine, but we wandered many a weary foot since old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old Zion. We'll take a cup of kindness, yeah, for old lang syne. paddles in the burn from morning sun till dawn. Overseas between us prayed have roared since auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness, yeah, for auld lang syne. And there's a hand my trusty fear, and gives a hand to thine. And we'll take a right gate where we walk for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness, yeah.
Okay, so let's catch up. After the Rosebuds, we heard a bunch of songs. First, we heard Lightning Love. They're from Michigan. Pretty much every year for several years, they were on this Suburban Sprawl Holiday Sampler. It's a record label out there in Michigan. They were always on the Holiday Sampler with at least one Christmas song, and the one we just heard back there was It's Christmas, Behave Yourself by Lightning Love. That's from the 2011 Suburban Sprawl Holiday Sampler, which I should mention, these things are free. You can download them. That's usually like a bunch of tracks, and most of them aren't super great, but there's a handful of awesome ones, so it's free. Why not? After Lightning Love, we heard Sylvan Lanes. They're off the 2012 Suburban Sprawl Holiday Sampler. A guy from Detroit, from band Frontier Ruckus, and that's his solo thing, Sylvan Lanes, and he did a really funny song there called Somerset Solo. After that, we heard DJ McFly with Writers on the Sugar Plum. That's a DJ BC Santastic 7 It's a Wonderful Mashup Christmas album. He puts them out every year, I guess for the past 7 years. Very impressive, DJ BC, to compile this many Christmas mashups. Getting a little repetitive, I admit, sometimes. A lot of people rely on the same source material for their mashups. Still pretty good stuff. That one included mashup of The Doors and the Berlin Symphony Orchestra, Maroon 5, all kind of crammed together in a very endearing Writers on the Sugar Plum. Very fun, by DJ McFly back there. After that, we heard Heartless Bastards from Cincinnati, Ohio, doing the song Blue Christmas. Great cover. And then we heard Andrew Bird from Chicago doing his cover of Oddlong Zane. Both are from a new compilation that just came out this year called Holidays Rule. And you can get that online. It's got the Shins doing Paul McCartney. It's got Paul McCartney doing somebody else. It's got Sharon Van Etten, a bunch of bands that I like and that you like. Calexico, the list goes on. It's a huge list of bands, and Holly Golightly's on there. It's good. You should definitely pick up that album, though I have to say, I expected more. All right, up next, I've been blabbering for a while, so let's move on with it. From Providence, Rhode Island, Diamond Rugs. We're going to hear Christmas in a Chinese Restaurant. It's from their debut record, Diamond Rugs, self-titled. And this is the only Christmas song on the album. It's not a Christmas album, it's just got a Christmas song on it. So here we go, Diamond Rugs with Christmas in a Chinese Restaurant. Where else but right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Chinese food on Christmas Day. You kicked me out cause I told the kids that Santa's sleigh did not exist. I was drunk and you got pissed. But anyways, have a very merry Christmas. to walk on back. I've walked on by a dozen times, and that's no lie. My lips are chapped, my nose is red, my tears are ice, but anyways, Feliz Navidad and all that. Cut me off from alcohol, but anyways, you go on and deck the hall.
Just like Christmas. It was was just like Christmas. It was just like Christmas. It was just like Christmas.
Town. Oh, I
Okay, so what have we been hearing? A few songs ago, we heard David Bazin. He's the lead singer of Pedro the Lion, and he covered Just Like Christmas, my favorite Christmas song, I like to say, by Low. He covered it for the AV Club's Holiday Undercover series. You can watch a video of that on the internet. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about at the Sounds in My Head website, at thesoundsinmyhead.com. After we heard David Bazin, we heard Shonen Knife from Osaka, Japan. Always a favorite of Shonen Knife. Anytime they do anything. Last year, after I made my show about Christmas music, they put out a Christmas EP. It was Sweet Christmas, and so I thought I'd slap it on this year. So there we go. Sweet Christmas by Shonen Knife right there. Very good. Then we heard Kishibashi from Seattle, Washington, doing his song It's Christmas, But It's Not White Here in Our Town from a Christmas Flexi single, which you can get on the internet. That's what I'd recommend. It's a Flexi disc, but that might be sold out, so you might just have to settle for the MP3 download, which is perfectly adequate. And all money proceeds from that sale go to charity, so you have that to hang your hat on. Okay, finishing up this all Christmas music episode of The Sounds in My Head, the Irish Tenors. That's right, PBS's own, the Irish Tenors. These guys, they, it's like the kind of thing, it's very adult contemporary, what we're about to hear. And the thing I find annoying about it is that they censored the song. So they took out the parts of the song that are vaguely offensive or have offensive language in it, which I just think is, you know, that's just wrong. You don't cover a song and change the lyrics because your demographic wouldn't like it. I don't think anyway. But anyway, it's one of my favorite Christmas songs. It's Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues, and they do a very spirited version of it here, the Irish Tenors, the kind of thing you would expect to see on Christmas Eve on PBS, because that's probably where you've seen it before. It takes a little while to get going, but once the orchestra kicks in and everything, I think it works. I love Fairy Tale of New York so much that hard to screw it up to the point where I wouldn't like it. That's how I think of it. So here we go, finishing up this Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head, the Irish Tenors, the Fairy Tale of New York.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk time. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then we sang a song, the rare old Mountain Dew. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. A lucky one came in 18 to 1. I got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They've got cars big as bars, they've got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on that cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You're handsome,
she's pretty, queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they hauled out for more.
Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing.
We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night,
and the boys, the NYPD singing Galway Bay,
and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay,
and the bells
Day. I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when first I found you.
I kept them with me, babe.
Built my dreams around you. And the boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay,
and the bells were
Christmas Day.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Silent Night by the Polyphonic Spree. I also talked over Wooden Skis by Timothy Munger from A Suburban Sprawl Christmas 2012, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as covered by Cy Mann. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can always email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead. Leave feedback on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search for The Sounds of My Head, like the show. You can take part in the online community that is whatever that is. And there's also Twitter. You can follow at TSIMH. That's Sounds of My Head's initials on Twitter. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again before the end of the year with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.